AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Today is the day members of the Electoral College are scheduled to formally cast votes for Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States. It should happen, despite Democrats suggesting that Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton would forever be tainted by Russian meddling. NBC's Saturday Night Live again lampooned Trump's relationship with Russian President Putin, with cast member Beck Bennett playing Putin, coming down the chimney Santa style.
Vladimir, I'm sorry, but I didn't know you were coming, so I do not have a gift for you.
Please, Mr. Trump, you are the gift.
The Kingdom of Jordan has long claimed to be an oasis of calm in a region threatened by Islamic extremists. But on Sunday, gunmen carried out a series of bloody attacks, killing 10 people, including 7 officers, 2 local civilians, and a woman visiting from Canada who was at a tourist castle. In Spencer, Iowa, general store employee Taylan Henderson says he's never felt as cold as he did over the weekend.
We've had it cold before, like in the negative, like, 10s, but never quite down to, like, negative 20-some.
A fresh surge of bitter Arctic air reached into the Midwest. The National Weather Service forecasts a warming trend to start early in the week in many spots. Hungarian actress Zsa Gabor has died at her home in Los Angeles. She'd captivated the public for more than a half century, sometimes in hearing about her many husbands. She married the last, Frederick von Anhalt, in 1986. He tells the AP she wanted to be remembered for her luxurious lifestyle and as a pet lover.
It was a very glamorous life, and she was a good woman. She was a very good woman. She loved Hollywood, she loved the animals, and she definitely, I know that for sure, she loved me.
Zsa Gabor had been in poor health for years. She was 99. This is AP Radio News. In the NFL, the Raiders have clinched their first playoff berth since 2002.
Sebastian Janikowski's 44-yard field goal with 2:30 to play gave the Oakland Raiders a 19-16 victory over the San Diego Chargers, clinching their first playoff berth in 14 years. Derek Carr finished 19 of 30 for 213 yards and 1 touchdown as he put together a 6th game-winning drive of the season, setting up Janikowski's 4th field goal of the game. Phillip Rivers finished 17 of 30 for 206 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Chargers lost for the 10th time in their last 11 divisional games. Phillip on San Diego.
The Titans and Texans remain tied for first in the AFC South after wins on Sunday. And Cleveland remains winless this season, losing 33-13 to the Buffalo Bills. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, soared to the top of the weekend box office.
Why does she get a blaster and I don't?
What?
I know how to use it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
It had the second best December opening ever, 155 million in ticket sales. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.